Canada's health system under strain. Going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
Welcome, welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco, your host for this hour. I think Connor, the music coordinator, he is the show host and producer of Bitcoover, which is that last promo, and I think he updated the promo, and it's really cool. I really like the ending of it, so go, Connor. Go listen to Bitcoover. Should introduce, or should I go looking retrospectively? What did I just play? The last song you just heard was called In Kind by the artist Avib. And she's Canadian, so some Canadian representation. I think I'm going to do a little more talking as of now. So this one, we're going to do a 180, so these topics are nowhere near related, but I thought, why not mix it up sometimes? So this one is about antioxidants. So you may not have heard of it, but I'll get into it in just a moment. Let me put on some more Studio Ghibli. So I did a previous episode a couple weeks ago about a forging class that I took, and I shared a couple tips that I learned on the radio, but they were kind of just broad tips. And this foraging class was so fun, and I was really enjoying it and really enjoying the idea of it. So I reached out to the lady who runs the company, and it was previously called Waterfront Holistics, and now it's called Lilac and Leaf Wellness. So she's like, yeah, sure, I'll take some volunteers. So I am now a volunteer for the Lilac and Leaf Wellness company, which does these foraging classes, and along with nutrition advice and blog posts, just to give information about nutrition, wellness, holistic health, etc. So I'm very excited. She is so sweet, and she said she would help me with anything needed for the future, and I'm very excited. So I've just recently started, and I have done a blog post, which I wanted to share that blog post onto here, because I thought, why not say it on the radio as well, because might as well, did the research there. So this was something that kind of looked into before, which are antioxidants. So as I said, you may or may not have heard of these before. And since the company is does foraging classes, I wanted to also give you some antioxidants, which antioxidant foods, which also include foraged antioxidant foods. So let's get into it. What are antioxidants? What am I even rambling on about right now? So antioxidants are chemicals that fight damage in our bodies, and these are caused by unstable oxygen molecules called free radicals. So free radicals are just naturally produced. We have them in our the waste of our metabolic processes. It comes from inflammation, and along with being naturally produced in our body, free radicals are also from our environment. So you can also get free radicals from the pollution, UV radiation, to cigarette smoke, to even some of the foods you eat, such as processed meats. And so free radicals can cause this damaging process known as oxidation. And so what happens in this process of oxidation is that being unstable molecules, so free radicals are always trying to bind onto other healthy body cells because they're trying to stabilize themselves. They are very unstable. So if you've taken a few chemistry classes, you may know that the outer valence electron, there's one of them missing. So knowing that, it's always trying to stabilize itself by attaching itself to another valence electron, which is on usually a healthy body cell or something that your body actually is stabilized and already needs. So when it tries to attach and stabilize onto these healthy cells, it damages the healthy cells. And so this is not good, obviously, and can lead to really bad things, which I'll get into later, but for right off the bat, cancer. And so what antioxidants do is that they protect us against this process of oxidation, and it neutralizes the oxidation caused by these free radicals and stabilizes them before they can even latch onto anything in the body. So you may be asking, are free radicals bad for us then? Should I be avoiding free radicals at all since it keeps doing this process? And the answer is not necessarily, because free radicals are also naturally, as I said, naturally produced in our body. And this is fine because it is used to help our immune system, for example, kill old body cells and bacteria. So we need a little bit of everything. And we also naturally produce antioxidants to neutralize them. But the problem comes at hand when we have excess free radicals that are most likely and most commonly from our environment that can damage our body and lead to this concept called oxidative stress. So, what is oxidative stress, you may ask? What this is that as we age, our bodies produce fewer of these antioxidants to fight these free radicals. And so by having this imbalance, so you've got too many of these free radicals floating around and there's not enough antioxidants to go fight them and neutralize them, we can experience this oxidative stress, which is what I said before, where it keeps trying to attach onto healthy body cells and damage the things that we need, such as lipids, which are fats, our proteins, our DNA in our cells, and it can stop them from functioning properly. And so this oxidative stress, as I said, excess free radicals lead to oxidative stress, which leads to problems such as cancer and other numerous chronic diseases, including also cardiovascular diseases, neurological diseases, and more. And so you may be asking also, am I supposed to consume antioxidants? Where do I get these antioxidants then if it's so beneficial? And so antioxidants are commonly found in foods. Probably should have prefaced that at the beginning. We can get them in an antioxidant-rich diet. So the best thing to do is incorporate these foods into your diet to help balance these free radicals in your body, which most of us will most likely have an excess of free radicals due to the pollution and the UV radiation and cigarette smoke, secondhand cigarette smoke even, that we come into contact in our environments unintentionally. So, actually, I'm going off topic here, but my dad has been listening to this show for a while, and I have been saying the word so too much, so I need to stop myself if I say that, so I'm gonna I'm gonna hold off on the word so, and I just caught myself right there. So, no, I just said it again. I'm just killing myself over here. Okay. I'm gonna give you some examples of foods that are high in antioxidant. So, I looked at this specific meta-analysis from the National Health Institute Nutrition Journal. Very, very inclusive. It went over more than 3,000 products and found the amount of antioxidant count in micrometers per 100 grams. The highest antioxidant content foods that were listed and that I could see, because I actually scrolled through a long time because I got really interested in seeing all the different amounts. They weren't all ordered as well, so I had to do a lot of scrolling. The biggest groups and categories where you can get your highest antioxidant content is from citrus fruits, nuts, spices, and chocolate. So for citrus, wow, I said so again. I'm just killing myself over here. The citrus fruits, the highest amounts were from oranges, strawberries, and kiwi. These are all high sources of vitamin C. So I keep saying so. Okay, I'm just gonna leave it. These are all high sources of vitamin C. And vitamin C is a good indicator of something having a higher antioxidant content. Other than citrus fruits, there's also nuts. So eating walnuts, pecans, and sunflower seeds and adding these into your diet. There are other types of nuts too, but these are the ones specifically that I found with the highest count. The spices as well, so incorporating cloves, dried whole and ground cloves, allspice, so using dried ground, cinnamon, mint, these are all great things to add. And as well, chocolate, so specifically dark chocolate with a high cacao content, great sources of antioxidants. These are the common foods. I also found some of the forage antioxidant foods, which I found still off this same meta-analysis, and these ones particularly were more common in BC and could be found in BC. The first one is having dried dandelion leaves, which pretty common. I think we can go find some dandelions. And I didn't know that it was such high content of antioxidants. The next one is the St. James wort. So you can have either the flowers and the leaves and dry them both. This one is also native to BC. The other one is having wild dried dog rose, also BC as well. And the other ones, I don't think you can find these particular berries here, but they're variations that you can eat. This includes dried bilberries and dried Indian gooseberries. And there's the wrap-up of antioxidants. I hope you liked it. Little short episode and short talking sessions today. And I really did. I'm getting really annoyed at myself for saying so too many times, because I actually just caught myself so many times in the past 5 minutes. So, as I say so. Okay. Sorry, guys. I am just in a loopy mood today. I'm gonna go back to the music. And I've finished up all my indie soft songs. And I have some really high energy dance music we're gonna get into. This is the one that I just heard from my friend. We play this all the time. And also, this is just a shout out to her as well. This song is just a shout out to all my friends right now, because they are amazing people and I'm really glad they're all in my lives right now. Just doing a big speech. I don't know what's up. I don't know what's up with me. So, okay. This one, as I keep hyping it up, is called Body Pump. And it's by the artist Aluna. And it's specifically the Lady B remix. This is way different than all the other songs we've been listening to. But I'm really excited to play it. And I keep playing the wrong song. Okay. Here is the actual song. This is what happens when you take a 2-week break from radio. I can't talk. I can't move buttons. It's okay. We stay strong. We stay strong. It'll be better next week. Okay. I'll stop yapping. Enjoy.
Hey, feeling like a brand new me and an entourage with the latest beat. And the sun don't shine with the gangsters beat. And we rushing roulette to a game of three. Part one, part two, part three, part four. And the sun don't shine, running yo no more. And the girls say, yeah, ain't no more. And we richer than the rich, we ain't poor no more. I ain't been back in a minute, that's crazy. I ain't seen you around, no car, don't page me. Pull up on your block and you ever try to fade me. Calm down, all good, baby, it's crazy. I ain't been back in a minute, that's crazy. I ain't seen you around, no car, don't page me. Pull up on your back, don't you ever try to fade me. Calm down, all good, baby, it's crazy. Around, no car, don't fit me. Pull up on your block, don't you ever try to fit me. Calm down, all good.
dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
Welcome, welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7, and I'm your host for, I guess, this very end of the hour, DJ Coco. As well, I like to preface, usually joined by DJ Star, but she is still studying abroad in Germany, but she's coming back soon, so very excited for that. That last song you just heard was called Lobster Telephone by Peggy Go from her album I Hear You. This was released a couple years ago, but I noticed that this song must have been the sample for the recent Peggy Go song called Dance, which was released as part of one of the songs for the F1 movie, the F1 album. So thought that was a very cool kind of crossover there. And apologies if you weren't expecting all the electronic at this very last half of the hour. I just thought putting all the songs in there, and it all kind of was inspired by the Body Pump song. I really like this song, and finally I got the name of it. even though I don't know why it took me this long to get the name, because my friend and I listen to it all the time. This is also just a friend shout out. Thank you for her for giving me this song and honestly just being an amazing friend. I'm getting in all sappy. I have some really amazing friends and they have been at my beck and call the past while, and I'm so grateful for them. And this was a bit of a chaotic episode. I feel like I've hit a bunch of bullet points here, but I'm very excited for the future. And I have lots of things planned, some trips planned. I'm very excited to keep planning right now. And just gonna live life. Just gonna live life. So, cheers to this week. And this is the end of Slumber Party, unfortunately, for tonight. Next week I will be back with a new topic, so we'll see what I can scrounge up and spit out over here. But I will see you for next week. And just like to remind you that up next, I don't think we have Social Logic anymore at all. We don't even have any more pre-recorded episodes, so I'm very sad. So you won't be hearing any more Social Logic episodes with Kaylin and Rebecca. So I'm not sure what's up next. So keep on tuning in and see what you hear. And then at 8 p.m. we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator, Connor. Definitely stick around for that. And thank you so much once again. I need to go have dinner and get some food in my stomach. So goodbye.
Thanks for listening. See you guys next week, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.